I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1255. Hevel, hevel, all is hevel. Would you say you're an optimist or a pessimist? I confess, I tend to fall far more on the pessimist side. But I'm in good company. There is a Bible big-time buddy bummer. He goes by various names. He's called Koheleth, the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Many think it's Solomon, although the text doesn't explicitly say it's him. But whoever he is, he's definitely a glass-half-empty kind of guy. We're talking about the book of Ecclesiastes. And the theme for these 12 chapters is Hevel. It's all Hevel. It's used 38 times from the beginning of the book to the end. How can we love well if all is Hevel? As you know, T2G is about the two great commandments. When Jesus was asked, he said, look, just focus on this. Love God with everything you got and love others as you've been loved. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus lived like that through our lives? Hevel is often translated vanity or meaningless, but there's more here to the story. It also means breath, worthless, false, nothing, empty, vapor. The writer of Ecclesiastes used it like a mantra to describe frustration that life doesn't turn out like you think it should or like you want it to be. It's paired with phrases like chasing after the wind. The idea is that even the most determined effort under the sun lacks any real advantage. The Voice Bible adds this. In Ecclesiastes, it implies that life is fleeting, like a breath, like a morning mist. It suggests that everything that happens lacks permanence and is ultimately provisional. After carefully examining nearly every aspect of life, the teacher concludes that nothing lasts. Nothing and no one can escape death, the great equalizer of all. Nevertheless, human beings are wired differently from other creatures, for God has placed eternity in our hearts. So the best a person can do in this life is to remember the Creator, hold Him in high regard, and keep His commandments. I love this book, Ecclesiastes, because in so many ways, I can be this negative Ned sometimes. But we have to be careful. The negatives of the world have already been doomed by the cross and the empty tomb. Our victory in Jesus is not in doubt. Our destiny in eternity is not on shaky ground. Our temporal troubles are real, but they are not permanent. What would it have been like if the preacher had been able to have our point of view? To have known Jesus' teachings, as he talked about being the way, the truth, and the life, someone who's come to give us life and have it abundantly, or to be able to read the Apostle Paul's majestic declaration, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Here it is. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I don't think Ecclesiastes would agree with that, but he didn't have our perspective either. Here's the great question. What truth of God helps pull you out of the pits of despair the quickest? Let's pray. Father, the world without you is hevel, but with you, it's heavenly. Thank you so much. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1256. In the meantime, in Dangers, Toils, and Snares, John Ortberg writes, when we take our children to the shrine of the golden arches, they always lust for the meal that comes with a cheap little prize, a marketing genius, the Happy Meal. You're not just buying French fries, McNuggets, and a dinosaur stamp. You're buying happiness. Their advertisements convinced children that they have a little McDonald's-shaped vacuum in their souls. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in a Happy Meal. The problem with a Happy Meal is that the happy wears off, and they need a new fix. No child discovers lasting happiness in just one. Remember that Happy Meal? What great joy I found there. Happy Meals bring happiness only to McDonald's. Have you ever wondered why Ronald McDonald wears that grin? 20 billion Happy Meals, that's why. When you get older, you don't get any smarter. Your Happy Meals just get more expensive. Podcast family, if you try to buy happiness in the wrong place, you might find hevel instead. But if you're hanging on to the good news of the living God in Jesus, then you won't be tempted to say, hevel, hevel, all is Hevel.